السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حاجة مفتي عبد القاضي صاحب دام بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Friday morning. May Allah bless you and Afa with Afiyat. حاجة مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وأنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, the honorable day of Friday, Sayyidul Ayyam and Sayyidul Shuhur, the best day of the week, the best month of the year. How much must we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for His ever recurring bounties and favors. O Ummah, read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, Aktsiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Increase the quantity and amount of salawat, durood, salutations upon me, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now you in Khauteng, you still in Sehri time, Suhoor time. So you read istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayhi. وَبِلْ أَصْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That the pious people in suhoor time, sehri time, the pre-dawn meal time, they engage in istighfar. What is the wisdom of salawat, durood sharif, salutations? The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week and the best month of the year. Subhanallah, that you call Noorun ala Noor. Today, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, the 20th of Ramadan, 1446 year in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, and in majority of the cities, countries, it's already the 21st today. And remember that last night already was their first odd night. So remember that that is day in Makkah, Mukarrama, Madinah, Munawwara, Aqsa, Al-Mubarak, and majority cities and countries. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verses 41 and 42. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is showing us Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Alam tara, what don't you see? Alam tara, alam ta alam, don't you know? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala said, addressing the Master, Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. But the ashabil fil, the incident of the elephants Abraha, took place prior to the Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 50-55 days approximately. So Allah Ta'ala says, Alam tara, did you not see? So meaning, do you not know? So sometimes alam tara will mean, what did you not see? And sometimes, did you not know? Do you not know? So we should understand the text and the context of the noble Quran. Alam tara, what don't you see? We all should be seeing this. Anna Allah, that Almighty Allah, yusabbihu lahu. Yusabbihu, tasbih, subhanallah. So some are verbs, some are verbal nouns, some are nouns and so forth. What is the meaning of it? In Arabic, the tafsir commentary of it will go, هو منزه عن العيوب والنقائص. He Almighty Allah transcends every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming. Everlasting glory and perfection is for Him. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. Remember that. So that is what we should understand, the beauty, glory, style, diction of the noble Quran. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ, that they sing in the glorification and the praises of Almighty Allah alone exclusively. مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that whoever is in the skies, the angels, and on the land and the sand. So remember that the angels here and the jinnat who are Muslims, so they also praise Allah, not all the time but sometimes. Human being also praise Allah, not all the time but sometimes. And every creation of Allah, whether it's the animal kingdom, reptile kingdom, whatever you want to call, they all praising Almighty Allah. Iqra, read this ayat of Muslim. Wa in min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdihi walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahum. Everything, remember, is praising, glorifying, and singing the praises of Almighty Allah. Whether it's the animal, whether it's the Kruger Park, whether it's the reptiles, whether it is the flora, fauna, everyone is saying, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Only human being and jinn, sometimes we understand, sometimes we don't understand. Walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahum. But you, human being, you will not understand it properly and grasp it, understand it thoroughly. So this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 17, and that is Surah Bani Israel, verse number 44, and that is in the 15 Juz, 15 Subara. So every creation of Allah is praising Allah. This human being only turns away from the remembrance of Allah and the shayateen, especially those who are the kuffar amongst them. وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَاتٍ. And the birds, Safat, how their wings are outstretched. Who is keeping them airborne? They, the plane, the pilot, and all that you have. For the birds, what you have? Ma yumsikuhunna illa Rahman. No one keeps them airborne for all these birds except Rahman. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter number 67, Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak Alladhi, verse number 19. Awalam yarau ila tayri fawqahum safatihum wa yaqbid. Don't you see how they stretch out their wings and then they cover so many meters and so? And then they bring in their wings and so forth. Now they are on autopilot. You see that? And then when they want to gather speed, mashallah, again they stretch out. Who does all this? So where is all the aerodynamics and all the physics and all the mathematics and whatever you want to call? That is Kudrat ka Karishma. When I was in New Zealand, they told me the birds fly non-stop from Australia to New Zealand. They even took me to that place. And some places you have some birds flying, remember, for days and days non-stop. No plane can do that. So you must remember, مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ. Only He, Almighty Allah, keeps them there airborne. Chapter 67, verse number 19. Kullun, every creation of Almighty Allah, qad alima salatahu, they all know their salat. We are going to go for our Fajr salat now. So what do? We stand, we bow down, we make ruku, then we go into sujood, we prostrate, and then finally we sit. So different postures we have in one salat. Now look at around you. You see the tree. The tree is just standing. And you see the insects and you see the reptiles. They are crawling. They are in sujood already. Look at your garden, your flora, fauna. Look at your orchards and so. You will see some of them are half, you see, bending down. They are in ruku. So some of them are in the sitting posture. You must remember that. So human being, You are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. So Allah gave you all four postures: standing, bowing down, sujood, prostrating, and remember, sitting. And the other creation, Allah gave them one posture. You stand your whole life, you sit your whole life, you prostrate your whole life. Kudrat ka karishma. Wa tasbiha, and they all are praising Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah wants me and you to take cognizance of this in the noble Quran, that remember the word kathira, profusely, abundantly, is only mentioned for zikrullah. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. So those men and those women who remember Allah abundantly. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, chapter 62, verse number 10. What Almighty Allah teaches us. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. When the Jummah Salat is finished, the Friday prayer is finished, then you go to your shop, to your job, to your business. But don't get so engrossed in it. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah Jalla wa Ala abundantly, profusely, then only will you be successful. See, so we have to remember Allah. That is the spiritual nourishment for our souls. And then we get connected to Almighty Allah. قَدْ أَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَ. And glorify the name of Allah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All this year. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Almighty Allah is all-knowing what they are doing. In the darkness of the night, in the brightness of the day, in khalwa and jalwa, in public and private, everything is known to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. And remember, His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Him. وَلِلَّهِ لَا مِتَمْلِكْ. Lam for ownership. How you say, Inna lillah, verily we belong to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and unto Allah is the return. So wa lillahi, and it belongs solely, only, exclusively to Him, Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Mulku samawati wal ard, the kingdom, sovereignty, majesty, authority of the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation and the terrestrial creation, whether it is in the skies or whether on the land and sand. Wa ilallahi al-masir, O millionaire, O billionaire, O trillionaire, whatever you are, all of you will be returning to Him. Almighty Allah, death is for everybody, every creation. Chapter 28, verse 88. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everybody, everything will die, will perish. And the Anbiya, also prophets, messengers, their demise will take place. Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, is alive. But towards the ending of time, He also will pass away a natural death there in Medina Munawwara, be buried right next to Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For Allah alone, illa wajha, for Him Allah, He was, He is, He always be. So remember, He's the exclusive Khaliq, the only Creator. So therefore, we should understand that He alone was, is, will always be, ever-living, self-subsisting, huwa al-hayyul qayyum, and me and you, kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut, kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We present to you the news, interviews. Some of you might be new listeners to Radio Al-Ansar International. We'll give you the news, interviews. I will go for Fajr Salat. And when I return 5:30, 5:31 or so, then Ma Salim will ask the questions. Whatever you have, you can send it through 08. Whose WhatsApp is 084-786-3132. So 3132 in the ending. And inshallah, Mawlana will pose the questions. With the help and mercy of Allah, we will answer it. Now we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally. Israel is guilty of genocide, the Haramis. Remember, the entire cabinet are guilty of genocide, war crimes, ethnic cleansing. And America, Biden, Trump, all of them are complicit in this crime. We must charge them as well for genocide, ethnic cleansing, and crimes against humanity. They think they can get away with murder as they murdered over 1 million people in Iraq based on a lie. Hamas fires 3 rockets yesterday. So Hamas is still alive and kicking. We are Hamas and we're proud about it. And we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. And remember that Elon Musk, born in South Africa, but he got a big jaw now. So because Trump is on his side, so they're burning his cars. You see, the Tesla cars, arson everywhere, Canada, America. Very good. We need to shut his mouth also, remember that. So we got no empathy, sympathy for these haramis. Trump supports, this is in the Haaretz newspaper, Trump supports Israel's attack in Gaza. So he supports the murder and the genocide against the Palestinian people and children and babies and civilians. More than 200,000 you murdered and martyred. And now in the past 3-4 days, over 700 they killed and martyred. Yesterday alone, over 90 were martyred. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Shin Bet chief remembered that Roland Barr unanimously has been fired by the cabinet. But you know what is his crime? Inverted commas, he told the world that Netanyahu, the war criminal, took money from Qatar. And Qatar is financing Hamas. And he knows about it. And he's just looking the other side. Because he spilled the beans. So now Netanyahu says, no, the trust is broken. Netanyahu, the war criminal, is a serial liar. You, the Ummah, and you, Marcus Sahaba listeners, you need to wake up from your slumber and always don't look at the story. Know the underlying story. What is the real story? The Jutlas Haramis, they are a cursed nation. They are the only people who Almighty Allah in the Noble Quran calls them swines and pigs. And Almighty Allah calls them monkeys. Remember that. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Literally, Almighty Allah made them pigs and swines. And physically, Almighty Allah made them monkeys. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَةِ Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 16. They just want to steal and annex more and more land. Trump abrogates and cancels the Department of Education from the horse's mouth. He says the education in America is very bad. Our grades are going backwards. We're retrogressing. We are not progressing. So from the central office, he took it out. He said this whole thing of Department of Education, abandon it, finish it. You 50 states, everyone must run your own thing. So I don't have to worry about you. You all must do your own thing. So Trump to run again in 2028. So that was reported in the media. He's greedy for power, you see that? But inshallah, he won't be able to finish this term also. Either he will frack or either somebody puts him away. Inshallah, Aziz. If you don't understand the word frack, it's an Afrikaans word to die like a dog. India slams the West and says, you guys got double standards. For us Indians, non-whites meaning, you got different standards. And for the whiteys, you got different. We agree with India. Canada had an exhibition of vehicles and cars and what. And they didn't allow Tesla to come there. They said Tesla, very dangerous. Just now somebody comes and explodes and arsons and burns your cars. Then there's problem for us. So they shut Elon Musk up properly. So that's a good move, Canada. The Houthis are doing a great job. I've been to Yemen. I met them, you understood? We met Hamas. What you must be frightened for? For who? You must say we are Hamas. We must say we are Mujahideen. We must say we support any person who harms the interest of Israel and harms the interest of America, and make a bold statement today in your Jummah, you ulama. And stop giving lullaby khutbas, putting the people half asleep and so forth. Speak about Gaza, speak about Hamas, speak about our victory, and go read the book Haqa'iq al-Qur'aniyya, Hawla Qadiyyat al-Falastiniyya, a masterpiece, and speak about the human rights today. That South Africa says human rights. So for them, human rights means Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, and Madam and Eve. Allah's curse be upon such human rights, where you promote the gay brigade and lesbian, and any person, Muslim, so-called Muslim, who signed that to please the ANC or anybody else, straight away is murtad and out of the fold of Islam. Let's come to you and bring to you the local news. Cry, my beloved country. Oh, Muslims, what has happened to you? Whether it is in Durban or Johannesburg or Cape Town, wherever you are, now they are having interfaith iftar. So one side you find a Muslim, other side you find a Jutla. You remember in Dubai, they have all these things here, and haramis, murtads, and shaitans. So now they're starting this nonsense here. So you have a Muslim, then you have a Jutla, then you have a Christian, then you have a Hindu, and we say, no, the men and women all mix. Interfaith haram from starting to end. To attend these type of functions, haram. All this mess iftar by the beach, all this mess iftars wherever it is, all haram. Since when Islam allows you, you can all be eating together, male and female, and the women are outside, children are outside sunset time. You must be in your house. Chapter 33, verse 33, Quran says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Children, you must be in the house. Remember that. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا كَانَ جَنَاحُ اللَّيْلِ. When the night is approaching, then you must give a kuffu sibyanakum. Keep your children indoors. You see, we go against Quran. We go against the Sunnah. And then we got one harami. That's the term for him. He is, yeah, in South Africa. And we got the hypocrites who are supporting him. He marches in America with the gays and all of them. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. I sent out something about him yesterday on my status. Today we have sent out more. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. We must remember our duty is to protect the Sharia and propagate the Sharia and Islam in its pristine purity. People are lining up. They all want to become ambassador of South Africa to the US, you see. So they say that's a nice job, but they might expel you. You know what happened. MK, our president Zuma, I want to meet him, JZ. So Zuma, he knows how to play the game. If you know Robben Island, he used to beat Mandela, he used to beat Sisulu, he used to beat Mbeki. Whole lot used to beat them in chess. He was the grandmaster, you see. If you know anything about Robben Island, I've been there thrice. So MK, as a member of Zuma, they beat the ANC in a by-election in the Western Cape. Can you believe that? The ANC stronghold also, they beat them there. Now America is very upset and they are livid with South Africa. So now they were thinking here in Johannesburg, they were mulling that we want to change the name of their drive. No more Sandton Drive. We will call it Leila Khalid Drive. Leila Khalid, remember, she got nothing to do with Islam. Just remember that. So she's a Palestinian, she hijacked the plane, all that. So anyway, so Leila Khalid Drive, you see that? So they were thinking, when all these problems took place, they fired and expelled our ambassador. So remember that, they said, no, no, no more Leila Khalid Drive, and it will remain Sandton Drive. You see, that are politicians. Human rights, it stinks in South Africa. You abolish the death penalty, and you see your crime, your murder, your rape, almost everything increasing. And you give gay rights and lesbian rights. In Islam, people who promote this are the enemies of humanity. That you are promoting that, which even animals don't do. Even the swine will not go to its female, to its own gender. It will go to the female. And the dog will go to the female. But this Hazrat Insan, this masterpiece, becomes worse than animals. Ulaika kal an'am wal hum adal. So they do all that and promote it, and they're very happy about it. You in South Africa, Southern Africa, and in Mauritius and a few other countries where we started fasting on Sunday. So remember that today is 20th of Ramadan. Tonight before sunset, your itikaf will start, meaning you must be in the masjid, and at sunset it will start. So make sure you are in the masjid there in Glencoe, Northern Natal. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Khaliq Mullah, the only living student that I know of in South Africa of Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, who passed away in 1957. So remember Qiyamul Layl day in Makkah, Medina, starts at 11:30. We took it live last night from 11:30, and I asked Junaid Mota what time it finished this morning. He said that 1:10, so 100 minutes, you see. So mashallah, every night we will take it and we say Jazakallahu khair to our Jinnat Mota, Junaid Mota. Today my Jummah in Soweto, my brother Ahmed Abdi from Somaliland will pick me up, and the Adhan is 12:15, the Bayan lecture is 1:00. But it won't be live on Markaz. On Markaz, inshallah, we will have one of the ulama speaking. And in Makkah Mukarramah, today the khutbah will be 11:30 in Medina Munawwara. In Makkah, it is Sheikh Faisal Al-Ghazawi. In Medina Munawwara, it is Sheikh Abdul Bari Al-Subaiti. Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. Look at this. This is from Epic Travel, you see. Ahmad Rashid Juma, he sent me the message. And he said, our sister, our mother, Zubaydah Rasul Banu, I think she's from Durban area. So now she went for Umrah. And they just arrived in Azizia. Azizia is part of Makkah. And around 11 o'clock, she wasn't feeling well. Still in a state of ihram. And Zohr time, 1 o'clock, 1:15, Wantaqalat ila rahmatillah. She passes away in ihram. Tomorrow, on Day of Justice, she will wake up. Yub'athu yawm al-qiyamati yulabbi. She will be reading Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. My cousin passed away. I only came to know after I don't know how many hours. In Newcastle, Hamidi, we used to call him Quarter Pint. You know, he was very short. So he passed away, but he's here now in Baklu, and they buried him in Marlborough. Allah grant all our martyrs, all our marhumin, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant all the bereaved family sabr-e-jameel. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.